This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. United Airlines says it's preparing to lay off nearly 600 employees who refuse to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The airline says more than 97% of its U.S. workforce is vaccinated. United is trying to comply with President Joe Biden's order that companies with more than 100 workers require vaccinations or weekly testing. Employers who don't comply with the mandate can face thousands of dollars in fines for every violation. The company says the layoffs should not affect service. Colorado business leaders are feeling less optimistic about the economy than they were during the summer. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland explains.
A new report from CU's business research division says the Delta variant is the primary reason for a drop in confidence levels since the survey was last conducted in June. Executive Director of CU's Business Research Division, Brian Lewandowski, says companies thought the worst was over this summer and had to reassess their outlook when COVID-19 cases surged again.
I think these businesses are reflecting on that, as well as new concerns that are popping up.
Those new concerns are led by supply chain problems and inflation, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Google is commemorating Denver-born Chicano activist Rodolfo Corky Gonzalez in its Google Doodle series today. Gonzalez was a poet and boxer who rallied Mexican-Americans to fight for their cultural identities and rights. The doodle was drawn by Brooklyn artist Roxy Vizcarra and features lines from Gonzalez's seminal poem, Yo Soy Joaquin. This is CPR and KRCC.